The following podcast is brought to you by the Communications and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to the Garage Talk by DJ Chow. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, yo. Bam, welcome back. Today we'll be talking about the fail and fixes on cars. This is episode 3. Hopefully episode 2 was well done and you guys liked it. So let's start off by first off saying, okay, the first, I guess, major fail that could be done in a car is a dead battery. This has actually happened to me multiple times. It's kind of crazy. Why? Because I don't even know. First off, it was in the Challenger and then it was in the GMC, right? And I was at work. And I get off work usually at 10, so it's kind of pretty late. And I just can't even turn on my car. Like, it doesn't even go on. So I'm like, bro, I had like gas, but I just don't understand why it's not turning on. So I guess I left something on. Obviously, it's pretty easy. I just had to call my dad. Obviously, he was kind of mad, pretty mad, actually, because it's late at night and I'm waking him up after, you know, waiting for me for so long. But yeah, and the funny thing is, this could happen to an electric car, a Tesla. It has happened to my dad before, where he took my sister's car and it was on low battery. He didn't know, obviously, because he's kind of old, not really the, you know, he doesn't really know anything about these new things, I guess, this new generation or the new cars and stuff like that. So he didn't know, left them halfway, and he was probably late that day. I'm not too sure. Another fail could be a flat or a low tire. I've actually never gotten this before. Never happened to me for some reason. I know my boyfriend got a nail in his tire the other day. That was kind of weird. He just patched it up, I guess. But yeah, this could actually happen to you. Obviously, like, if you don't have a newer car, it won't notify you, because it could give you like a notification whether the PSI of the tire is low or not. And another fail and fix, obviously, could be the AC not blowing cold air. For the fix, you could literally just need to check the refrigerant recharge. You could also check for the leaks in the AC system or a failing compressor. You know, that's actually never happened to me before, but obviously you wouldn't want that happening during the summertime. Another fail could also be brake noise or vibration. And this actually, I feel like this might be like a little, not a trend, but it's just common for Mopar cars. Because I don't know why, but I obviously, like, I work at a fast food restaurant, and every time like a Mopar car comes, the brakes are always squeaky, like they're always like messed up or something. So I feel like that could be like a common thing for Mopar like brakes or something like that. But obviously, like, to fix this, you just have to replace the brake pads or the rotors. You know, just something, it's kind of simple. You could do it yourself if you want to. You could obviously take it to the shop to not do any hassle to it. You know what I mean? Another one is also for oil leaks. And, this is pretty common in older cars. My boyfriend actually, I told you guys that he has a freaking cat eye, and it's obviously like super low. He has like a 4-6 drop on it. It's pretty low. So obviously, like, that could also be another thing when lowering your car, is just like you're gonna run into problems where, I mean, like, if you go through a bump, like, you know, like, you just can't freaking go higher when it comes to a bump. So you're gonna mess up something under there. And I think he's messed up a few oil leaks. I mean, and gas. I think maybe something about his gas tank as well. I'm not too sure. common one that you do not want to have is the transmission slipping. Pretty much, you would know when this happens when your car hesitates or revs before shifting, you know? Like, it just feels kind of off. It's not really of a smooth drive. And that could literally just mean, like, just check the transmission fluid level. You could also just switch it out if you want to. It just depends. You would know many of these problems just by checking if there's a check engine light or something. For older cars, obviously you could also do, like, if you have a noise or something. Obviously the brake pads are gonna be like something noisy, but if it's deep under, like, it might do a check engine light for the newer cars. And obviously newer cars of the year maybe could even, like, tell you exactly what's wrong, and you won't need, like, a device to tell you, you know what I mean? An actual problem that I have right now with my car, the Challenger, is, it was just a little love tap, but I kind of broke the drive shaft, and, I'm getting it repaired right now. For that, I actually have to replace the whole front part, because I only broke, like, a little piece of it. But my dad's telling me that I have to actually replace, like, the whole entire thing. And that's crazy expensive. I literally went to, I think it was, like, Dodge, Chrysler. It was, like, the dealership, you know? Because we got that car off the dealership. But I went and I asked them for, like, an estimate of how much just that one part will be. And, girl, like, that's crazy expensive. It was more than a grand, just to tell you that. Like, that's crazy. And honestly, like, it's just a little bit too expensive, because, and then, like, it didn't even include the service. It literally was just the part itself. And I was like, damn, like, that's crazy expensive. Imagine all these, like, car people. Like, I know so many people who are into, like, cars and stuff, and, like, making them, like, modifications and making them look better, making them drive better. And, you know, they run into problems here and there. So imagine how much money they have literally wasted on a car just to make it look cool, sound cool, or, like, you know, like, just, like, doing cool stuff. But imagine that. That's crazy. I'm gonna ask you guys, what kind of gas do you guys, well, I mean, if you guys drive any gas cars, like, what kind of gas do you guys put in your car? Because I've actually seen a big of a difference. Like, for example, like, I put Costco gas right now, but I put the 91 just because, like, I don't know, like, I mean, I'm cheap, but it's like, you can't go that cheap, you know what I mean? So I just put the 91 Costco, and it runs pretty fine. It kind of doesn't last that long. Like, it does last, but it's not like, damn, like, you know, like, or it doesn't even make my car sound great. But compared to, like, Chevron and, like, Arco, obviously the more higher gas stations, more popular gas stations, they obviously make my car sound way better, like, more, like, you know, like, more sound to it, more energy, more muscle to it. But I was just thinking that because I also know this other gas station by my house. It's called Sinclair. It's like the little dinosaurs. And that one is literally, like, it just feels like water. Like, it goes by quick, doesn't make my car sound better, but it just doesn't do the job of what a gas should do. But maybe it's cheap gas. I don't know. Maybe I'm just, like, overthinking about it. But I could hear a difference when you do, like, cheap gas and, like, a little bit more on the pricier side gas. Update. My dad actually just bought a little mini truck. And it was like the little Nissan ones. I don't know if you guys ever seen one. They're kind of, they're like super small. His is like super small. And he bought it, I think he told me he bought it for like, what, like less than 500 maybe? Something around there. But it doesn't run at all, I guess. So I guess he's just going to fix like the engine and the tranny. But like, honestly, I was making fun of him for it, for like once he first got it. But now that I'm looking at it, it's actually not that bad of a truck. Like, it's kind of cool. Like, if you modify a little bit and you, like, lower it, maybe do a little paint job or something, like, it would be a cool car. And obviously, like, he's a commuter to his job. He commutes around, like, 30, maybe 40 minutes a day, like, with traffic and stuff like that. But he said he's gonna take it to work, he's gonna fix it up, take it to work, and yeah. And I also wanted to tell you guys, actually, if you guys don't remember the C10 that I told you guys about, step side that we have in the back, we actually, me and my dad just recently went to a C10 swap meet where they pretty much sell like body parts and stuff like that that you'll be looking for to build up your C10. We didn't find anything good. All I bought was just a half for my dad. Honestly, the parts were kind of old. So, they were, like, for an older truck. So, we didn't really... It didn't really, like... It wasn't really for our truck stuff. But, yeah. And we're starting... I actually told them that we should start building that truck. You know, I told them a little bit about, like, what's the estimate just to make it run. And he told me that the engine and the tranny is great. Just the only thing would be replacing the brakes and putting windshield on. And also replacing the seats as well. A little bit more info on that meet. It wasn't bad. I wouldn't say that it was the worst, but it was pretty dry. Like, it was like a swap meet where you could buy parts, and also like an area where like all like the cars, all the cool cars could come and like show off their car and stuff like that. I mean, if they were also selling some old schools as well. Obviously, it's not a bad event, but, I mean, we just didn't find the stuff that we needed. And we actually saw some seats that were black leather and it had the center console. And it was, like, the perfect seats, and people had already bought them. We were so mad. We were like, damn, like, we could have got some good seats. Because they were, like, obviously, you don't see those nowadays where, you know, it wasn't a center console, but the middle seat could go down. So there's like two up seats and then the middle seat goes down, and it was honestly some perfect seats, but we obviously did not get our hands to them sooner. But yeah, the hat that I bought, it actually was pretty cool. It was like leather. It was like, obviously it was like black, but the design that it had on the front, it was the front of a C10, so like the headlights and stuff like that, but it was leather. It was pretty cool. It was only like $20. The event was in Stockton, and yeah, it wasn't that bad. It is a drive. Obviously, it wasn't the best for us since we didn't get anything that we needed or wanted, but you know, like, obviously, if you want to go check it out, it could. It was in the Stockton Fairgrounds. I'm not sure if they're going to have another one recently just because they just had one. But it was pretty cool. I'm waiting for good guys for the next event. I'm not too sure when it is. I'll probably check and I'll probably let you guys know next episode. But yeah, for this episode. Yeah, so maybe next episode I'll probably tell you guys a little bit more information about the event. I'll check out some events that are happening. But hope you guys have a good day, and hope you guys like this episode. Peace.